Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And spending a little bit of time this morning on a community connection with Joe Sears, actor, playwright. Gee whiz, he does so many things. Just happy to have you in here, Joe. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, yes.
We've got a multitude of topics, and I know you have an involvement this year with a long time in Bartlesville event, the Festival of the Nativity. I can't say that word, the Nativity.
Yes, Festival of the Nativity. And that is... I believe that's sponsored by the Mormon Church, and they have put together an annual event where there's collections of nativities from all over the world, Bartlesville people from all over the state. People bring their nativity. I'm bringing my old nativity.
Wood-carved ones, Charlie Brown nativity, it doesn't matter.
Yes. I'm taking mine this year. My grandmother, back in the 50s, she'd say, well, honey, what do you want? Downtown Woolworth. I was with her. And she said, honey, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, well, Grandma, I want a nativity set. She said, well, honey, we're not Catholic. I said, well, Grandma, I said, everybody, you know, is the baby Jesus and Mary. And she couldn't argue with that. You know, the Baptists say everybody recognizes Mary. Well, she got me, but she didn't buy me the whole set. So every year she'd buy me a few more. I've kept it all these years. And I'm going to have it there in the festival this year.
That's wonderful.
It's beautiful. Old Italian, paper mache, 15 cents on the bottom, Woolworth.
There you go.
So Festival of the Nativity is to walk around and view these beautiful nativity scenes that remind us of Christmas. And no matter what religion you are, as far as Protestants go, we all enjoy the Christmas story. And I was just telling you, in Washington, D.C., they had a... I used to find activities to do on Christmas Eve. One of them was to go to, they had this church downtown, and I saw it in the paper, and it's like our Festival of the Nativity. You go in and you view all of these, and literally those are from all over the world, with Washington. And what a wonderful experience it was to walk around and look at about 100 different nativity scenes on Christmas Eve. That helped get me over the slump of missing Bartlesville on Christmas.
Well, and we all want to, we feel that call for home, wherever home is or where we grew up, you know, when we get to the Christmas season. I think
that's right. Yeah. And I do not allow Andy Williams to sing I'll Be Home for Christmas around me on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
But, you know, in show business, sometimes just, you know, I dreaded spending Christmas Eve alone. And when it finally happened, I put on NPR Christmas music, lit a candle, and I was just fine, because you get real next to the meaning of what Christmas is. You can't, family is always with you.
Sure.
You know, and the good Lord is always there. It just turned out, I'm not afraid to be alone anymore on Christmas Eve. It's a wonderful event. It's all about the feeling.
It's always nice to be around people, though.
Yes.
Yeah. But if you haven't been to the festival, you need to show up, because some of these are, I'll say dime store type quality stuff, but it has family memories for the donor. There are also some nativities that are worth several thousand dollars.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. There's silver and gold. Well, they're just beautiful, spectacular. What a wonderful festival for Bartlesville. This is the 8th annual Festival of the Nativity. And they're having a live nativity on Saturday at 3:30 with children. Now, if you've never seen a live nativity done with children, get out your handkerchiefs. I'm telling you. Willie Nelson always throws a Christmas Eve party. No, it's not really a party. They go to his old town there, a movie set, and he has an old church, and they get his friends gather there, and they do an a cappella Christmas sing-along. Well, one year I got a call from Willie's daughter. He said, Joe, we're putting on a children's, Willie's son committed suicide on Christmas Eve. And so his friends always did something nice for Willie, because he, you know, it was a lonely time. Well, they called up and they said, Joe, we need a wise man. What about your little granddaughter? I said, well, sure, and I have the cape and crown.
There you go.
So that night, I took my granddaughter down to Willie's, and it was just beautiful to see all of these children at this old church lit up in candles, and there was children, little Mary was into being Mary.
Oh, great.
I watched, and Willie was, you know, in another part of the room. So moving was that children's nativity, and quiet. Mm-hmm. And these are old bearded musicians, you know, and tobacco chewers. But what a great event. So we're going to do it down there at St. John's Church at 3:30 on Saturday, the public, free for the public. Mm-hmm. So if you've never seen such a thing, you've got to come and experience that.
Now, I think they still use this schedule, kind of a viewing time for a while, and then take a section out of the middle of it for a musical presentation of some form, or a dramatic presentation of some form, and then back to the viewing time.
They do. Yeah. And it's a real Christmas activity in Bartlesville. Last year, the community center put on a big show called Aunt Pearl's Christmas Eve.
It was great.
It really was, Charlie. That two nights, a sold-out show. Bartlesville loved that production. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they have no idea how much effort went into that. The choral society, the ballet, the symphony, the children's musical theater. All of these units coming together for one show. That took a lot of work, but it was spectacular.
The audience doesn't care about the work, enjoy themselves.
they did. It was like our version of Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah.
The only thing missing was a lot of
no Rockettes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm real proud of Bartlesville. They do well. And downtown, we've always had a nice downtown. For the little towns around us, that you come to Bartlesville to look at the lights.
And I think with this here, particularly with the skating rink and the carriage rides and everything else that the Chamber has done, we had a great day for a Christmas parade.
Yes.
I hope Dewey has an equally great day this coming Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Well, they throw a really good parade. Oh. And Susan Mueller is the chairman this year, the marshal. You know, she was just grand, wasn't she?
She was wonderful.
Well, and then in the middle of all this, they've thrown the Aunt Pearl Cookie Project. It's back.
Good deal.
It's going to be Saturday morning from 9 to 12. The cookies don't last till 12.
No.
You have to get there early to get in to get the cookies. And when they're gone, they're gone. But this year, we had to close it down last year because of there's health codes. The project had gotten so big that we couldn't compete. It was bigger than us.
Right.
So these churches stepped in and took over and have met all the requirements for the health codes. And so the project's back on. Thousands of cookies donated from Phillips Cafeteria, the hospital, all over town.
I'm sure all the local baking establishments will have some for you.
Yes, and everybody's come through. And what started off as it used to be the money was going to the homeless every year. A lot of the participants in the Cookie Project said, Aunt Pearl, why don't you spread that charity around to other people? So this year, this is the fourth annual Aunt Pearl Cookie Project. We're going to donate the money to the Kitty Park Scholarship Fund.
Oh, Ron will love that. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Ron does a lot of work down there for those kids. Most of the kids, I think, at Kitty Park come from blue-collar families. Mm-hmm. I think so. Not all, but I think a good percentage of them.
The only requirement to have fun there is to be a kid.
That's right. But a lot of the kids can't afford to go to college. Mm-hmm. And so the requirement is if they spend 2 years down there, working at Kitty Park, they can apply for a scholarship fund and go to college. Yeah. You can't beat that with a stick.
No.
That's wonderful. You know, I'm one of those people, Charlie, that wasn't going to go to college. And the Bartlesville Examiner Enterprise, the Don Ray Media Corporation, they made arrangements for me to go to college. Now, I had to pay my loan back, and I did. But the Kitty Park scholarship is free.
Yeah.
So all the proceeds this year, the Cookie Project, go down there to the Kitty Park Kids Scholarship. What a wonderful... And you can bake cookies. And see, the part of the fun of baking cookies for the Cookie Project is getting involved in that community thing of helping somebody out at Christmas. That's a wonderful feeling.
It's a great day, a great feeling, whatever you do as a youngster or wherever, or as an adult. But I think the young people really get an extra benefit out of it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And I have always enjoyed the Cookie Project. And I dress up as Aunt Pearl. Mm-hmm. I have a little table there, and I greet people as they come in. I wear my shoes. It's hard. I can't walk around on the floor. But Aunt Pearl gets up.
I can't imagine Aunt Pearl without her shoes on.
She's here. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Aunt Pearl, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, Charlie, you look as good as ever.
Well, thank you.
You know, I should have married you years ago. I could have been on the air.
You could have.
Well, I've had four husbands.
Well, and so much around Tuna, you got a great radio station there. So.
Well, we do, and it's 275 watts. And I'm getting ready to be in a play up there in Dewey. Aunt Pearl's, you know, we're doing Tuna Christmas in Dewey at the Dewey Dinner Theater.
Great show.
Yes, and oh, I have a wonderful actress from Tulsa playing me. She's very funny. But back to the cookie project now.
Yes.
I'm going to be down there. And we're going to be selling cookies. Now, we're not selling them. We're actually, you for $10, $15, you get a box, and you get to come in and fill it up with Christmas cookies. Now, I don't allow you to touch the cookies. The public never gets to touch it. We have volunteers. But you point at the cookie you want, and they put it in your box. And what's wonderful is we have the Blue Star Mothers down there. Mm-hmm. And they you can fill up a box of cookies, give it to the Blue Star Mothers, and they send it off to the soldiers.
Wonderful.
I love that.
Something from home.
Oh, Eddie, can you imagine being in overseas and somebody gives you a box of all those different kinds of cookies? Oh, what a wonderful! And they're from they're from Oklahoma. Oh, give me
you're
one!
You're the most popular person around for the next 10 minutes.
That's right. You talk about a taste from home.
It is great.
That's just great. I used to send my brother snickerdoodles mm-hmm. when he was in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. I was out here at College High. I was in high school. And in the wintertime, and I was sending my brother cookies. I put them in an old Folgers coffee can.
Sure.
Well, you know, my brother was not one to write letters, but eventually he said, Joe, keep those cookies coming. And I did, because I thought, well, this, I can do my part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a year later or whatever, a guy shows up at the door looking for my brother. And I said, well, he's not here. He's off rodeoing. And he said, well, where's his sister? I want to thank her for those cookies. We never had a sister.
That's wonderful.
My brother, he's so funny. Cookies to soldiers are very important.
Yes, they are.
So you can come down there. If you don't want to eat those cookies, buy a box, fill it up, have fun picking them out, and give them to the Blue Star Mothers.
What a great idea.
Yes.
And the Blue Star Mothers will thank you, and so will the soldier who receives those cookies and their friends.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right. They even give some to their colonel.
There you go.
And there's also... the Tuna Christmas is opening next weekend.
We'll talk about that coming up in just a bit on A Community Connection. We're talking with Joe Sears this morning on AM 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, talking this morning with Joe Sears, talking about, well, we started off with the Festival of the Nativity. Tuna Christmas is opening, coming up in just a few days, really.
Yes, it is, and I'm directing Tuna Christmas this year. We're staging all four Tuna plays at the Dewey Dinner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
We did Greater Tuna this last summer. It sold out every show. And we used a whole town of 20 actors. It was not done with just two actors. And that was my decision. I'd seen the show done in Texas, Wyoming, and in California cast.
Yeah.
It's just as much fun. It still has to have character actors in it.
Yes, it does.
So I thought, well, if I put two people on stage all around here who know me, they're all going to say, well, I wish Joe was in it. So that in mind, I decided I'm going to do a full-scale production with 20 people
mm-hmm.
so they won't think about me so much. And it worked. They have so much fun, they forget about me. Because you're not going to get a Joe Sears, you know. I mean, there's nobody living in Bartlesville.
There's only one.
Yes, but it's a difficult. But you know, those are shows that, you know, Tuna Christmas is tuna plays are not easy to do. You've got two men playing 20 roles with costume changes. It's a difficult play. And so we make it easier on ourselves. You know, we get a costumer. You only have to costume one person.
That's right, yeah.
But I've recruited people, Charlie, from all over the area that I know are good, funny character actors, and they bring that little town to life.
I'm sure you drew heavily on your Salties, but there are a lot of other good actors around.
I have some Salties in the show. They play the Smut Snatchers.
Okay.
And they have a lot of fun. They hang out with Vera Karp, and the Smut Snatchers scene, and they're always going after banned books and banned words and... Because the original show took place in the 80s when the moral majority was banning things.
Yes, they were. Jerry Falwell was...
Yes. Yeah. It was kind of comical. I remember the record burnings that came out of Waco. They were so funny, you know, and the preacher had said, that bring all your rock and roll, but leave that Buddy Holly at home. You know, God will forgive him because he's Texan.
Right. Yeah.
So the original show was based on a lot of satire. So Tuna Christmas... was written as just a lot of fun featuring those characters. And Tuna Christmas is the one that made it to Broadway.
Well, it's a wonderful show.
Yeah, it was great. I got a Tony nomination out of it. I mean, what a surprise. I was in the Dallas airport when New York called and said, Mr. Sears, you've received a Tony Award nomination. And I was really taken aback. I'm in the airport on a payphone. And I said, what? And they said, you're nominated for a Tony Award. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. I never dreamed that would be a part of my life or career. That just wasn't in my realm of thinking. And all of a sudden, there it is. I was the only American nominated. All of them were British actors. And Ralph Fiennes won.
Oh, okay.
What a fine actor.
What a great guy, yeah.
Well, he was playing Hamlet on Broadway.
Of course.
Now, when you're up against... Humphrey Bogart said, never go up against Hamlet. He always wins.
It seems that way anyway, yeah.
So we're ready to... Next weekend, we open... Now, ticket sales for the Tuna Christmas, they are selling out. Mm-hmm. We sold out all the shows. But you got to call the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub. Now, that number, you can go online and get tickets real easy. That's the theater, theheritagetheater.com.
Okay.
Theheritagetheater.com, and it'll lead you to buying tickets.
And, of course, give Giz a call. She's probably going to have a dinner special for you that night as well.
She is having ham and pot roast for her Christmas selection at Dinner Theater.
Ham goes well with theatrical performance.
It does, yes. And, you know, people like Dinner Theater. Back in the 70s, Dinner Theater was very popular.
Yes, it was.
And I worked at Burt Reynolds Theater down in Florida. And Burt always had the dishes cleared. There was no rattling of... Because he had a lot of stars that
there
performed
was a
at his dinner
theater that was close to where I lived in Illinois, and for 17 consecutive years on Wednesday night, they did Love Rides the Rails every Wednesday night.
An old melodrama, yes. I've done that show, Charlie. the Salties are thinking they want to do a melodrama, and melodramas are fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the problem is that popcorn is hard to clean up.
Yes, it is.
Now, you know, I'm an artistic director down in Tulsa for the Spotlight Theater, which is the old melodrama. Mm-hmm. That's the longest-running show in the United States. They started it in 1953, and 60-some years later, it's still running every Saturday night, and it's become a Tulsa tradition. Now, I've been with them now for 5 years, and that's all amateurs. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody that wants to participate, and they don't all have to be from Tulsa. We have people from around the Tulsa area driving in as far as Veneta. To play a part, but here in Bartlesville, it's mainly legitimate theater. I like to do legitimate theater, and Shelby Bramer is down at Theater Bartlesville now. You can't get a better director, so theater in Bartlesville is picking up, and why not? It should. We're an arts town.
Okay, great. So we again inviting people to the festival.
The festival starts Saturday. The festival of the nativities is Friday.
Right.
Aunt Pearl Project opens at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. The cookies will be gone by noon, so get there early. That afternoon, they're doing the Children's Nativity. Mm-hmm. Sunday is the Festival of the Nativity closing. And so there's a big weekend for Christmas activity. Indoors. If it's cold, it looks like it's going to be cold.
It will be cold if the forecast is to be believed. Saturday, we're looking for a high temperature around 52. Not too bad. But again, that 27, 26 degree temperature low for overnight,
that's tough. So those of you planning to do the cookie project, and you always have to stand in line. Now, you know that. But get something warm and a certain amount of people in. And when those people are finished, they let more in. That's why there's a line.
Yeah, and then get your tickets for tuna.
Yes. And remember the good cause. And the cookies are come from all over town. And they still take private bakers, but they still have to go through codes and registered. You know, Charlie, we live in a new day and age with all this terrorism.
We do.
It's affected the Aunt Pearl Cookie Project. Nobody wants to take any chances. And that's the way we live. That's the way we got to live.
Well, it'll be good cookies, so enjoy.
Oh, absolutely. We'll see you there.
Thank you. Joe Sears with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. We'll get to news from the Oklahoma News Network and CBS coming up.
My grandson Riley was so excited to go to the Rainforest Cafe and see all the sights and sounds and the animals.